Welcome to the experience.
Left channel. Right channel.
Welcome to the experience.
Left channel. Right channel.
Hi, this is Mark, and welcome back to the Candle Shore podcast. This is show number 6. Today we're going to be talking about biggie sizing it, which sounds kind of funny, but have you ever noticed whenever you go to a fast food restaurant, like a Burger King or Wendy's, and you order something, you place your order, and the person behind the counter invariably says, "Would you like to biggie size that?" Sometimes they say, "Would you like to supersize it or upsize it?" I guess they all have their own key phrases. But it basically means that you're going to get a large drink and many more extra fries than you would normally get for just a small amount more of money. And most of us will invariably say yes. The same is true when I go to when I go to Krispy Kreme donuts. For those of you who have never been there, you may not have them in your area. It's a donut chain similar to Dunkin' Donuts. If you go to order 6 donuts, or in my case, usually 6, or more often 3, they'll say, "Well, you know, for only a dollar more, or sometimes $1.20 more, you can get a dozen. Why don't you just let us give you a dozen?" And even though I didn't go there to get a dozen donuts, because a dozen donuts to me seems overwhelming for one person, I will almost always say, "Okay, yes, no problem." And I end up with a dozen donuts, and I'm feeling guilty. And so I start to wonder, why? Why do I almost always say yes to that biggie sizing question? Why do I always pay the extra dollar to get 6 to 9 more donuts than I normally would have gotten? Because invariably when I get home, I'll eat 2 or 3 donuts and throw the rest away because I'm feeling guilty. So why is that? I think it's because getting more for less or something for nothing feeds into some need that we as humans have to kind of get ahead of the game, like we've finagled something. It makes us feel successful in some way, and people like to feel successful. I know I do. The problem is, most often, there's always a price to pay. There's going to be some price to pay when you try to get something for nothing. In the case of the donuts, if I eat 12 donuts versus 3, which is what I started out with, I'm going to gain take in 4 times as many calories. So it's a pretty high price to pay. I'm thinking back now, and I remember a lot of people do this when it comes to buying clothes, shoes, you know, even tools. I once saw a couple, I didn't know them, but I was in a furniture store, and they apparently had gone in to buy one chair. That's all they needed was one chair. And there was a sale, and it said, you know, if you buy 2 chairs, you get the second one for half price. And so they were arguing about, you know, wanting to get that second chair. And the guy said, we'll save some money on the second chair, but we only need one chair. What are we going to do with the second chair? And it dawned on me, you know, it's very interesting. People will spend more money that they normally wouldn't have spent just to save a little money. So in the end, you're losing money, especially if you buy something that you don't really need. I want to make it clear that I am not referring to coupons. Don't fall in this category because most often you don't use a coupon unless you're in fact going to buy something to start with. So coupons are a very effective way of saving money, and I don't want to lump them into this subject. So what I've done and what I encourage you to do is try to determine a couple of things that you do in abundance, too much, that you need to pull back and be moderate about. For some of us, that would be working too much. We take time away from our families. Now, a lot of us, we eat too much. Other people, it may be watching too much sports or playing too many video games. You may smoke too much. You may drink too much. You may make too many excuses for yourself or other people. Really try and determine things that you do that you somehow, through, I guess, a lifetime of reinforcement, you've biggie-sized, you've upsized it, you've supersizing it, and that you don't really need to. Because I think moderation is the key to a well-balanced and basically happy life. I really do believe that. Sometimes I think about how I began to do various activities, you know, do them too many times, too much. And I think it started when I was a little kid, a boy, in Kentucky. And my cousins and I, we'd all sit around and we would, you know, eat at the dinner table or breakfast table. And the one who could eat the most actually got praised. They would say things like, wow, you know, he's going to be a big, strong man. Look at how he finished the food on his plate and the fastest. And, you know, these are the kind of things that we do to children. We praise them for sometimes doing something, I don't want to say too well, but when they do things in abundance, that's not necessarily healthy. When you praise kids for being able to eat the most food, the fastest, that's certainly not, in my opinion, a very good thing, and it begins to foster this idea that no matter what the cost, no matter if you're gorged, no matter if you gain weight, that you were somehow successful because you ate more and faster than your cousins or other people. And I think that's where it began for me. It's been a lifelong practice to try to pull back. I haven't always been successful, but for the most part, I think I am now as I get older, to try to, again, practice moderation. It may not be as glorious, but it certainly makes you feel better. So let's do that this week. Let's practice moderation. Determine a few things that you do that you want to be practice more moderation with. Remember this: there's no need to biggie size life. Life is big enough all on its own. That's it for this week. I hope you found this message helpful. I'm glad you joined me this week. My name is Mark Taylor. And this is the Candle Shore podcast. You can go to the website, take a look at the site at www.candleshore.com. You can subscribe to this podcast at feeds.feedburner.com/candleshore. Or you can send me an email. I'd love to hear from you at musicman@candleshore.com. Looking forward to having you back here next week. Until then, make a joyful noise. Bye-bye.